Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Jimmy Pierce is here. Jimmy Pierce is the director of Kids Making It. They had a very successful fundraiser last year called the Hippie Ball, so they're doing it again. It's Hippie Ball 2, and I love the tag for this event. Their poster says, "Dust off your best flower power clothes." Some of us still have those in our closets. "Let your freak flag fly and join the party of the year," a fundraiser for Kids Making It. Catered by Bon Appetit, awesome auction, far out drinks, live music by the Steady Eddies, and a prize for best costume. It's coming up this Saturday, and Jimmy will be telling us all about it. So, Jimmy, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jamila. Always love to be here with you.
For those folks who have not heard you on the air before, I have Jimmy in pretty regularly. What is Kids Making It?
Kids Making It is a nonprofit. We teach woodworking and vocational skills to youth who are at risk. We have a downtown workshop at 15 South Water Street. We have a retail shop where we sell everything the kids make if they want to sell it. They don't have to. But then every month they get what they call their paychecks. They get all the profits from all their sales. And it's a youth entrepreneurship, very successful in terms of our results. We have a 0% dropout rate, for example, and a less than 2% getting in trouble rate. And it's just been wonderful. And we've recently started our own apprenticeship program where we are hiring some of our transitioning older youth, putting them on the clock with a time clock that they punch in and punch out of to do custom woodworking for the public. So we're doing lots of 5K races and things. We have a laser engraver, a lot of production stuff. We have some production tools like our CNC ShopBot router. So we are open for business for that, and we'd love to talk to you about your work. So we're keep giving kids transitional jobs, and of the kids we brought into that who have never had a real job before, they've had their kids making this stuff. But I think over half of them that we started out with transitioned into jobs in the private sector as a result. So that's all that's working too. So that's what we do.
It sounds like Kids Making It is really growing, and it seems like it's just getting stronger all the time. So many nonprofits struggle, and of course you have your struggles, but it sounds like it's growing and thriving, and the kids are really benefiting from it.
It's really working from a programmatic standpoint. Of course, what I'm finding is that, which is the bane of all nonprofit directors, is you have to keep finding the dollars to keep those doors open. So that's why we're having the Hippie Ball.
Yeah.
One of the many reasons. But anyway, thank you, Jamila.
Yeah, I know with nonprofits, I'm well aware of that from working here, that you're kind of constantly fundraising and you try to do it in a gentle and kind way for the people that care about you. But it's just necessary.
Right.
So let's talk about the Hippie Ball. Now, you had this for the first time last year, and I understand it was quite a party.
It was. In fact, someone told me, they said, "Man, this is the best party of the summer." You know, next year that needs to be our tagline. Come to the best party of the summer. It was incredible. We start out with, we have, of course, you mentioned we have a full dinner catered by Bon Appetit. We have incredible music by the Steady Eddies. And I had never heard this band before, but I'm telling you, if you like the music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they can crank it out. And they're incredible. Go online, hear them, Steady Eddies. You can hear some
of
their stuff.
How many people in the band?
Oh, I think there's three of these guys.
Okay.
But, man, it sounds like they're full on. I mean, they are full on rocking the whole time.
That's
we
good.
Start out before they come on. They come on at 7:30. We start before then with, a mix of music that's the stuff from the period. I mean, when I walked in last time and Crosby, Stills, and Nash were blaring out then with the Jimi Hendrix, it's like, come on, let's go. We're going to have Woodstock. The film will be showing on the back wall of the theater, and we should have some great posters around. We have a great poster slideshow with lava lamps. And then, of course, this is all a fundraiser for us, so we will have incredible live and silent auction item stuff. I want to tell you, though, the way we can afford to do fundraisers is sponsors help us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that PPD is our title sponsor. They're our presenting sponsor this time. They have stepped up big, as has Wells Fargo. And we have many others, but I just wanted to give a shout out to them because they are so community-minded. So live and silent auction, that's where we can really make some money, is we want you all to come out, everybody come out. We learned last year we need to have stuff that people will use and want. So we have gift certificates to all the downtown restaurants.
Hold on.
I'll stop.
Hold on.
Just shut me up.
That's okay. I just want to kind of shape it a little bit here, Jimmy.
Shape me.
shape me. He says, we're talking about the Hippie Ball, the second one, Hippie Ball 2. And it is this Saturday from 6:30 until at Brooklyn Arts Center, which is a great venue, 516 North 4th Street. As Jimmy said, the Woodstock film will be showing on the back wall. There'll be posters from the period, lava lamps, all that atmosphere from the 60s and 70s. A lot of great music that'll be taped and be playing for you. And then the Steady Eddies come on, and they'll be playing from 7:30 on. If you're just joining us, you've been hearing Jimmy Pierce telling us about the Hippie Ball. Okay, Jimmy, now I'm going to let you tell us about the auction.
And I got to take a breath. Thank
yes.
you, Jimmy.
Take a breath, Jimmy.
So, live auction. Ken Beasley is a great auctioneer, and he will be cranking out things like oceanfront, beach condo stays. We have lunch with the mayor. We did that last year, and it was a lot of people were bidding on having lunch with the mayor. Let me tell you, the British Taxi folks are once again donating Big Ben, their stretch British Taxi limo. Holds 8 people, I think has a sunroof, and they are making it available for a night on the town. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, that's their fishing charters, deep sea fishing charters. In fact, I and my board member, Irv Freeland, are giving a Spanish mackerel fishing charter. Then we have another one, too. Winter rendezvous at the Blockade Runner.
Oh, nice.
Gift certificates to almost every downtown restaurant. Beach cruiser from Two Wheeler Dealer. Complete Italian dinner from Trader Joe's. Port City Java has kicked in with a huge package. It's a $50 gift certificate to their Port City Java's a month for a year, plus coffee on top of that, plus gift bags and stuff. It's worth a lot of money. And if you drink coffee like all my friends do. we're giving away 3 kids making the camps, one of our go-kart camps, a wood-turning camp, and
stand-up
paddleboard lessons.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes. We have over 100 auction items.
Now, these are the live auction.
Well,
you're talking
the live
about
auction,
right now?
We that's a shorter thing. That's okay. The beach condos, the fishing charters, the winter rendezvous, lunch with the mayor, the
okay.
British taxi. There are a few things there. All the others are silent auction. So it's like just quietly go about and outbid your neighbor. And I'm telling you, we've got my dry cleaners, Nature's Way, kits and gift certificates. Everybody needs dry cleaning. and we have Elaine DeLise, a hypnotherapist, doing hypnotherapy sessions. She is incredibly good at this stuff. And so we have certificates for her as well. So just things, I just can't think of all of this stuff.
Wow.
Anyway, that's how this works, folks.
That is wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of people that have stepped up to support kids making
yes.
it to make this event
yes.
successful.
We're excited, Jimmy.
Yeah. So it's happening this Saturday starting at 6:30 at the Brooklyn Arts Center, 516 North 4th Street. It'll keep going until the food's gone, the drinks are gone, people are falling down, right?
That's right. We're not going to leave till y'all leave. And listen, Jamila, you mentioned earlier that we are giving out prizes for best costume, I think.
Yes.
We're also giving out prizes for best dancers, male and female.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, the dance floor was cranking last year. And there were some incredible dancers. So we've got Style Girl Jess James and the legendary Bo Dean are our contest judges.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
they will be there judging best dressed hippies and best dancers. And it was a hoot last year. So people were coming out. I mean, my costume was a headband. I didn't have any. I got to get something to wear this time. But anyway, so I wanted to mention that. It's just a huge fun time.
Oh, it sounds great. It's the Hippie Ball. Now, Jimmy, tell folks how much the tickets cost and where they can get them.
$45.
Okay.
They can go online to ETIX, and that's the easiest way.
Okay.
To go online to ETIX, ETIX.com. Okay. And they'll find us there. Also, we have them at the shop. You can stop by. We're 10 to 5, Monday through Friday.
That's 15 South Water Street.
15 South Water, that's
okay.
correct. Our number there is 763-6001.
763-6001.
And, of course, we'll have yes. them that night. But we are really, it's really nice, y'all. Let me just put this out to all my friends in the community. It's nice for people like us to have some idea of how many people are going to be there. So we make sure we have plenty of food. Pre-sales
I know.
Are
a
wonderful.
Lot of Wilmington
yeah.
folks love to just kind of do things in the last second.
I do, too.
And show up late. But,
yeah.
you know, if it's a catered thing, Bon Appetit wants to make sure they have enough food there for you. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be plenty of drinks for everybody. So be sure you get your ticket ahead of time.
And we are going to this year have some gluten-free stuff.
Oh, that's
good. Lots of us are going that way.
Need that.
Yes, so they will have some of that stuff too.
Okay. If you'd like to have more information about this organization, just go to kidsmakingit.org. It's a great website. You can see what the kids are up to and view some of the beautiful things that they create. Well, they're learning their woodworking skills, but also entrepreneurship skills. They're learning to work in a retail store, and some of them are transitional now. They're actually employees, and they're clocking in and learning what it's really like to be in the grown-up working world. Oh, Jimmy, this is great. The Hippie Ball 2, it is Saturday, 6:30 until, again, you can get your $45 ticket at ETIX or stop by 15 South Water Street or call 763-6001. This sounds great, Jimmy. I hope you have just a real blowout.
Well, it'll be fine. I'll be blowing at my knees probably. We'll see.
Oh, be careful now.
Yes.
And this all raises money for Kids Making
It. Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you. This is WHQR.